Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good evening. It's Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. And I'm a hypnotherapist, NLP practitioner, timeline coach, dream sculptor. Facebook, I have two shows a week on Facebook Live. But tonight I want to talk about something that is just really opening up today, and it's just something to speak about. And what it is instinct, inspirational instinct. Actually, we have an instinct for inspiration, aspiration, outcomes, and the life we desire to live, except we've been taught we had to think our lives instead of being inspired by the fire and desire within us to dream every day, seeing in an imaginative, resolve, enterprising life. How are we afraid to enterprise life? That's something I've been going through myself, you know, talking about how life is enterprising, but I try to live down to society and everything I was taught in school, because I become stuck in trying to think I had to know my way rather than feel the inspiration of my life, expand who I am, where I'm going, and how I desire to experience life, rather than really open up and see the inspiration I was covering up. Because inspiration is intuition, imagination, innovation, and talent all in one. So how are we afraid of that? And how do we get caught up in stuff we should never get caught up in? And we overthink everything, and we try to use, well, I know one for me, I was always wanting to be in the mix of things. And, you know, that is where I really become caught up and involved in things that didn't go on in my life. But the life we desire to live is not of the school books. You know, and that is something we really have to open up to. And see, the leaders of the world that listen, like the Jack Welch, he listened to everybody. He would take ideas from everybody. And the cynical leaders and the fearful leaders, they think they know it all. And everybody that isn't in as educated as they are is will stop them. So how is the education system of the world actually holding us back and stopping us from moving forward in our life? How do we feel we have to have that college education? Because YouTube is a college education for free. You just got to piecemeal it together. So what happens in life when everybody opens up to a new way to experience life? And so what is it that you're afraid of in your life? How are you afraid to listen? Because listening is hard on the egotistical arrogance. I know that one because I had to know it all and have it my way. Man, life is becoming easier since I've done that, because when you let go of that, you open up a rapport with the world, and you don't have to be stuck in everything and do that and do this and do everything about life. And really, you open up to have a real explanation And who would you go with? I mean, who? How do you want to expand through life and really open up to a better way of life? Me? It's that inspiration. And when you can get to the point of inspiration, it really becomes an energy of expansion. And really, it really frees everything up to expand within you. So as you open up to do this, life becomes an energy of success. And that's what it is, because you feel blessed inside. And when you feel blessed, you really become the bold, lively entertainer, seeing success every day, daring you to be more bolder today than you was yesterday. And that is something that's really going to expand and energize you in a crisp new way. And as I go through this instinct, understanding that inspiration is instinct, is instinctual, it really opens up a new pathway of prospering percipients. So how does it feel to have to understand that you encompass instinctual inspiration? Inspiration is an inquisitive wizardry to move forward. Understanding the world is bigger than and bolder and brighter than you're thinking. And it's brighter than you're knowing. And it's really above where you currently live. We've been taught to live down to what's in the books, in our school books, in our college books, and everything. And how are you afraid of the ridicule of having a dream and having some kind of, having an innovative wit that's bigger and outside of society? How are you afraid to experience that? And that is what really opens up to see and feel how you're really opening yourself. It's really bigger and bolder than you really have a clue. I know it is for me. So what is you really going to do when it becomes time for you to expand and understand that the grandeur of life is inside you, and the wisdom and the talents are inside you? Where are you going to expand to from there? It's about letting go of knowing and thinking everything you know is an absolute, because everything you know is a one-time thing. And so wisdom is forever. Knowing is one time. And when we try to know, how do we stay stuck inside what we know? And that is where we really become locked and blocked in yesterday. So as I open up to see the freedom of life, I open up to see the grandeur of life. And that is where I really expand in my life. And I'm just starting to grow into this. So as I open up, life becomes bolder and brighter in my life. So where do you see yourself stuck in life? And that is where I'm really opening myself to myself to really expand of the life I want to live. But it's trusting my instincts, inspirational instincts, or my instincts of inspiration to saturate the cells of my Hellraiser to realize that life ascends internally, seeing every day dare me to expand. So what are you afraid to expand of and expand out of? So as I walk through this, and I'm just beginning this whole new path, and it's just it's a new awakening to alert me of my perky self, my spirit, enterprising love for life. And that is where life really becomes a new wave of wisdom. But how are we so stuck and afraid of what other people think and what other people feel? And how are we afraid to be vulnerable? That's a big one for me. A friend of mine turned me on to this. But how are we afraid to be vulnerable in our own self and not take life serious, but take life as an adventure of acumen? So as I move forward, life opens up to allow me to move forward through my instinctual innovator, inspiration, imagination, intuition, and innovation. But I have to have the gut gall to experience it all. And even the stuff I try to hide from the world is where I really have to open up and become brighter and bolder in life. So where do you become brighter and bolder in your life to experience life with the desire and the fire to live your dreams, to experience the gusto of your dreams? How are we afraid of life's gusto? But anyway, as I go through this, and this is a new expansion, I'm going to be speaking about this, and it's really how is the books hooked us on yesterday and keep us hooked on yesterday and never let us move forward in anything except what we know and inside society's way of life. So as I open up to more instinct, I can filter out the think of my thinking, the stink of my overthink. My inspiration is my saturation of energy, electrical energy, to be a powerhouse of, just to be a powerhouse of me. How does that sound? A powerhouse of me. That sets me free. How does that work for you? I'm a powerhouse of me. It's an electrical energy that I feel within myself. It's my inspirational instinct to move forward. It's about cutting the ties of the lies of life, opening up my eyes to see that life allows me to expand when I quit being stuck in yesterday. And when I'm quit being stuck in yesterday, what else does that do for me? That liberates me internally, frees me to see the world. And I am Robert A. Wilson with Cowboy Wisdom. I am a hypnotherapist, but I'm also an inspirational innovator for others, because I open people's eyes to see their instinctual inspiration. But it's trusting your abilities to experience that inspirational innovation. And when you expand up to this, you're going to enjoy life, because you see life as inspiration rather than desperation. And as I do this, and I'll be here Wednesday night to talk more about this, but my website is mycowboywisdom.com. My email is robert@mycowboywisdom, and my books are available at amazon.com/author/Robert A. Wilson. And I want to bid everybody a good week, and may you enjoy your week, and thank you.